pronounce the task undertaken and perfectly the truth. The self and Memphis, leading in the hundred thousand years of progress. Now that you can see and hear, we can remember and accept it. I doubt to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amen. To the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I've been doing talks on the Diamond Sutra. In the Diamond Sutra, you often encounter the reference to a separate self. I want to talk a little bit about the meaning of that this morning. The Diamond Sutra says that the idea, the opinion that there is a separate self is an illusion. Let's imagine for a moment that there were separate selves. That each of us has our own, as it were, little separate piece of Buddha nature that's independent from others. In effect, this would mean that everyone is a separate little god. It might mean that some somehow lack that little chunk of Buddha nature, and therefore you might say that they were not of the elect. But that somehow they were a lesser being. Similarly, what one little god might do might well be beyond any perceptual limits. Because after all, you are your own little deity, in effect. It might be that you really are just free to do whatever you will and there's no consequences. As I put forward these ideas, they may sound absurd. But in actual fact, they're believed and acted on all over the place. For example, many, many people believe that animals don't have souls. That people have souls and animals don't have souls. So basically you can do whatever you want to animals. They were given to you to do whatever you wish with. And there are lots of people who behave as if they are a little god unto themselves. Perhaps you could say truthfully that we all behave that way at least some of the time. You also end up with situations where a person might think, well, we all have the Buddha nature, but my little chunk of the Buddha nature is telling me this. And so-and-so's chunk of the Buddha nature is telling them that. And since they're not the same, since they're separate little chunks of Buddha nature, there need be no harmony between them. All these points of view go against the actual experience of enlightenment. In the actual experience of enlightenment, there is no separate self. There is just the eternal, the reality of the eternal. Therefore, if I follow my heart, if I follow the guidance of my own Buddha nature, it cannot possibly put me genuinely at odds with someone else who is doing the same. The experience of enlightenment does not reveal that people have the Buddha nature and the rest of the universe does not. It's everything with a capital E. So I cannot take the view that some things are put on this earth for me to use and discard as I will. The genuine experience of enlightenment reveals the true meaning of the precepts and the vital importance of the precepts. It does not reveal that the precepts are irrelevant to special people. It so happens that the way in which karma works entirely supports the deepest understanding that is confirmed in the experience of enlightenment. No one is above the law of karma. The law of karma does not recognize the separateness that we may form in our own opinions. The law of karma does not recognize self and other as a real distinction. And one can prove this for oneself. Everything I'm saying you can prove in your own experience. In our own experience we can find that if we cannot forgive another, then in the same degree and for the same thing, we cannot forgive ourselves. If we cannot forgive ourselves, then in the same degree and for the same thing, we will not be able to forgive others. If we doubt ourselves, we will doubt others. In the same way, if we trust ourselves truly, we will trust others in the same way. And if we truly trust others, it will greatly help us truly to trust ourselves. The precepts are saying, each of the precepts is saying, the oneness of all things in the Buddha nature is the reality of things. Don't mess your head up. Don't create clouds in a clear sky. don't walk a path in thought, in speech, or in action that reinforces and deepens the illusion of the separate self. In other words, hold fast to the Lord of the house through the changing conditions of daily life. The Diamond Sutra reads like some kind of very abstruse philosophy. In fact, it is talking about the very heart of religion, the place from which genuine religion springs. Therefore, this scripture can be a huge help. The teaching of the scripture can be a huge help to all who seriously undertake meditation. This teaching is a reminder, let go of external things, take refuge in your own Buddha nature. And you will find it is the Buddha nature of all things. Don't hang on to past illusions of hurt. Don't fret about possible future scenarios. Don't hold grudges against yourself or others. Let go and be still in that place within yourself. That never loses its rootedness in the eternal. What the world does and thinks, what other people do and think, is their concern. The path of genuine spiritual liberation is available to anyone who sincerely wishes to walk it. There is no enslavement like the enslavement of the deeply rooted conviction that there is a separate self. A separate self that can be born and it can die. A separate self that experiences joy and sorrow. A separate self that can be slighted and that can be rewarded. In reality, no matter how hard you look, you will never find such a thing. You will experience joy and sorrow. You will experience loss and gain. You will experience success and failure, health and illness, birth and one day death. And there is just this passing, fleeting experience. There's no one who endures through this and accumulates or loses. There is just constant flow of change. Within the one reality, the one true reality of the eternal. And no one has unique possession or unique access of or to the eternal. The eternal is. I am not it, it is all of me. You are not it, it is all of you. Don't make a refuge out of trivialities and worldly flotsam and jetsam. One moment of true refuge taking in one's own true nature can help convert eons of confused wandering and samsara.